In this bulletin, Australia continues to record low rates of new coronavirus cases. The government pushes for a global inquiry into COVID-19 despite threats from China. And in sport, another NRL player under investigation after appearing to flout social distancing rules. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the consistently low rates of new coronavirus infections in Australia is encouraging. Just 12 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed across the country in the 24 hours to this morning. Mr. Hunt says the figures show community transmission is dramatically reducing, with only one of the new infections coming from an unknown source.
That is perhaps the most important figure I've had the privilege of raising since coming into this role and dealing with the coronavirus issue. It means that as a country, we are not just flattening the curve, but we are consolidating it, extending it, and securing it.
More than 6,700 cases of COVID-19 have been recorded across Australia since the outbreak began, and 84 people have died. The federal government is continuing to push for a global review into the origins and handling of the outbreak, despite China threatening to withdraw support from the country's major export industries. The Chinese ambassador has warned of a boycott of Australian tourism, agriculture and education in response to the push for an independent inquiry into the pandemic. But Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says the Australian government won't give in to threats.
Let's be honest here. COVID-19 has seen hundreds of thousands of people die around the world, millions of people lose their jobs, billions of people face massive disruption to their lives. The least the world can expect is a transparent inquiry into the causes of COVID-19 so that we can understand how best to prevent a repeat episode anytime in the future.
The Tasmanian government is hoping to control a coronavirus outbreak in the state's northwest, but says the task will be challenging. State leaders say Tasmania is avoiding widespread community transmission based on low case numbers. Two hospitals in the northwest had to close for cleaning after health workers became infected, and Premier Peter Gutwin is encouraging testing across that region. He says schools will open from Tuesday, and he's cautioning families to expect a different experience in the state's north and south.
Our schools in the north and the south are open, but as we've said, we've planned for term two to be different. And we announced that before Easter, and our position remains consistent with what we announced before Easter, and that is that our schools will remain open. But parents should keep their children at home. But if they can't support their learning or if they need to go to work, then schools are open for them.
More than 500,000 businesses employing around 3.3 million people have applied for the federal government's wage subsidy scheme. The $130 billion JobKeeper package provides employers with $1,500 per fortnight for each staff member kept on their payroll. More than $4.5 billion has already been paid out to businesses, a week earlier than scheduled. Treasury's Deputy Secretary of the Fiscal Group, Jenny Wilkinson, says registrations for the scheme continue to rise.
As of 2 p.m. yesterday, 540,000 businesses have enrolled, and our early estimates, and these are just indicative estimates, but our estimates are that those enrolments would cover around 3.3 million employees.
To sport, the NRL is investigating whether Nathan Cleary broke social distancing rules on Anzac Day after a photo emerged of him with a group of women. The Nine Network has broadcast photos of Cleary with a group of at least five women that were reportedly taken on the 25th of April. It's believed Penrith had contacted the NRL about the photos after learning of their existence just hours before their broadcast, and the league is looking into the matter. All this comes just a day after South Sydney's Latrell Mitchell and Melbourne's Josh Adokar were both fined $1,000 by New South Wales Police for flouting social distancing laws over the weekend. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a sunny day and 22 degrees. Adelaide, showers with possible heavy falls and 16. Melbourne, showers 19. Hobart, similar conditions, 20. Canberra, rain and 17. Wollongong, rain developing, 24. Sydney, possible rain developing, 26. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 28. Brisbane, similar conditions, also 28. Cairns, mostly sunny, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny as well, and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.